Saturday, November 2nd, 2002. I'm Chris Francis, WTIC 1080 News. Now the WTIC Saturday Morning Program with Bob Steele.
You, Glenn, our engineer, producer, director, Mr. Glenn Colligan, and good morning, Sam Piri, our weather forecaster, Chris Francis News, Scott Gray Sports. This is Bob Steele, HSG, born and raised in Missouri, and for the last 66 years, residing in Connecticut. It's Saturday, I know you didn't care about that, but I thought I'd throw it in. It's Saturday, the second day of our new month, November, if I'm not mistaken. And let's play our march, Glenn, and get this program underway. We're almost out of time, only 4.5 hours left.
Thank you.
The Liberty Bell by Sousa, played by the band of the Grenadier Guards, and it is 5:36. That's the correct time on this second day of November. Here's a good one from Dick Lasher. Too bad that all the people who know how to run the country are busy driving taxicabs and cutting hair. I think he stole that from George Burns, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Mr. Lasher, incidentally, is running hard to be reelected mayor of Griswoldville. His slogan is, whatever it is, I'm against it, I think, but I could be wrong on that. Anyway, it's 5:36 and a half by the clock right now.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy, rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Mr. Perry Como, and the time is 5:39. Weather in just a minute.
Hello, working person.
Hey.
Got a few questions.
Okay.
Are you working at the right job?
I think so.
Does your company reward you for all the things you do for them?
I get a check.
Are you making the money that you think you should be?
No.
Would you consider taking another job for more money and better opportunity?
If I didn't have to move.
Enough said. The right job is waiting for you, and all you need to do is post your resume on ctjobsearch.com. Posting a resume on ctjobsearch.com is fast, it's easy, and it's free. Best of all, ctjobsearch.com is for Connecticut employers, so the jobs are right here in Connecticut. And even if you don't have an updated resume, that's okay. On ctjobsearch.com, you can simply fill out a work summary, and your experience will be seen by some of the best companies in Connecticut. We know you work hard. We also think you should get what you're worth. But you never know till you put your resume on ctjobsearch.com. Post your resume today at ctjobsearch.com.
Oh, yeah!
And the time is 20 minutes before 6 in the morning. And now let's see what Sam Sampiri thinks about this weather. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Bob. And good morning to everyone. I think it will be very cold this weekend, especially for this time of year. Temperatures will be averaging about where they should be for the first weekend in December as opposed to November. However, we will not have to deal with any storms, at least yet. We're going to deal with high pressure and a couple of little upper-level troughs or little fronts moving down, especially for tonight, that we may have to deal with some clouds and maybe a flurry, but no big deal. Basically, the weather word for the weekend is cold. So for today, look for sunshine, especially during this morning. You'll wake up to bright sunshine. Then becoming partly to mostly cloudy during the afternoon. It will be breezy and cold. Highs reaching 35 to 42, and the winds will be out of the west-northwest at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to near 20 at times, especially during the afternoon hours. And later on this afternoon and this evening, as this little front moves by, we could have the chance of a flurry. Now for tonight, cloudy for a while with a flurry, otherwise becoming partly cloudy to clear. Cold, lows down between 22 and 32 statewide in the low and middle 20s in inland sections, upper 20s to lower 30s in Hartford and the shoreline towns. Now for tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued on the cold side, a couple of degrees warmer, highs 38 to 43. Then for tomorrow night, clear, then increasing clouds after midnight, lows 25 to 32. And on Monday, cloudy with the chance of a little bit of light snow or rain. High temperatures reaching 40 to 45 as the cold front reinforces the cold air already in place. Right now across the region, we have clear skies, 28 at Bradley National Airport, Bridgeport 31, New Haven the warm spot 32, 27 in Danbury, and here in Hartford we have a temperature of 29 at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, thank you, Sam. The time is 5:42, and let's see if we have time to play a little more music before Scott Gray comes in here with the sports results.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare. Dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché, quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé, ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù. E continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Volare, oh,
felice di stare qua giù, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù con te.
It is 5:46. I once heard a disc jockey, a new disc jockey, young fella, hadn't been around too much, pronounce that Domenico Modugno. But as you know, it's Domenico Modugno. And here is Mr. Scott Gray with sports. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob, and good morning, everyone. Well, we're in now, and there is no turning back. Another college basketball season is upon us, and the defending national champion UConn women's basketball team got its first tune-up of the preseason last night with an 81-48 rout of the Melbourne Tigers at Gamble Pavilion behind 19 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 block shots from junior guard Diana Taurasi, who will be relied on to lead the way most nights this season. The supporting cast will be made up largely of the 4 freshmen in the highly regarded rookie class, and Nicole Wolfe and Ann Struther both started with Taurasi in a 3-guard set and both scored 10 points. Struther with 4 rebounds and 2 assists. She says it was finally good to just finally get some game action in.
Oh, well, I was just really excited to get out there and play my first game. So, you know, obviously we have a lot to work on, but it was good to get out there and, you know, get the first game behind us and come out with a win, too.
The Huskies played this one in 2 halves, well-oiled in the first half on the way to a 55-19 lead. The second half wasn't up to the level of the first, but they have 3 weeks until the start of the season. Their next exhibition game is November 13th. The UConn men opened their exhibition season Monday night at Gamble against the Louisiana Futures. In the NBA, the Jersey Nets and Indy Pacers slugged it out in a rematch of the Eastern Final, and it came with all the continuing Pacers' frustration, leading to 9 technical fouls and 3 ejections, including Nets guard Jason Kidd. The Nets won 102-91, as forward Richard Jefferson says they didn't completely lose their composure.
We understand that people are like, you know, we said from the beginning we're going to be the hunted, but, you know, we're not going to lose our composure. You know, we have a veteran team and we have a smart team, but, you know, they're going to come after us. But, you know, we're smart enough not to, you know, react and do too many stupid things. But, you know, we're not going to back down from anybody. If you throw an elbow, you're going to get one right back, you know, within the context of the game. You know, if you're going to try and come after us, you know, no one's going to back down and shy away from it.
The Philly Sixers rallied from 17 down in the third quarter for a 98-83 win over the Knicks in Philly. Allen Iverson with 35 points. Kobe Bryant had a triple-double, 33 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists to lead the defending world champion Lakers to their first win after 2 losses, 108-93 over the Clippers. The Chicago Bulls are off to a 2-0 start with an 84-79 win over the New Orleans Hornets. The New Orleans Hornets, that's going to take some getting used to. Another NBA action, Detroit over Memphis, 109-86. Minnesota 111, Orlando 103, San Antonio down Toronto 91-72. Houston 83, Denver 74, Phoenix over Cleveland 78-74. Seattle 106, Golden State 93. In the NHL, Peter Bondra's power play goal with 72 seconds left lifted the Caps to a 3-2 win over Tampa Bay. Carolina and Montreal tied at 2, Edmonton and Buffalo at 1. Columbus 4, Dallas 2. In the AHL, the Wolfpack rallied from a 2-goal deficit in the final 13 minutes to tie Milwaukee at 4, Springfield 2, Albany 1, Bridgeport 6, St. John 3, Providence over St. John 7-3, Manchester 3, Worcester 2. College football today, the UConn Huskies play their second-to-last game ever at Memorial Stadium, a game against Florida Atlantic. The Huskies are 2-5 going to the final third of their schedule, but the schedule gets more favorable and one step in the right direction for the Huskies comes with their injury status. Coach Randy Edsel says they get to the stretch pretty healthy.
You know, it's a credit to our kids for the amount of work and effort that they put into, you know, being stronger and being in better conditioning, and also with Jerry Martin, our strength coach. So hopefully we can continue that, because I think that's been a big bonus for us to be able to have this many healthy bodies, you know, this late in the year.
The game kicks off at noon. The broadcast begins at 10 on WTIC. Stony Brook is at Central tonight at 6. Yale hosts Columbia this afternoon. Men's college soccer, Central 5, Sacred Heart nothing. Charles Howell III has the lead after 2 rounds of the PGA Tour Championship. Tigers 4 shots back. I'm Scott Gray. I'll have more WTIC 1080 Sports coming up at 6:15. Bob?
We thank you, Scott. It is 10 minutes before 6 in the morning. 10 minutes till news. Here's a little weather for you right now. The Hartford area today will have sunshine this morning, and then becoming partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon. Breezy and cold. Highs 35 to 42. Winds west-northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. And sunset 4:44 p.m. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Lows 22 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued cold, high 38 to 43. The Hartford temperature now is 29. The Dow Jones up 120.61 at 85.17. The NASDAQ up 30.95 at 13.60. The lottery numbers, Connecticut play 3, 9, 3, 4. Play 4, 0008. Cash 5, 13, 18, 20, 23, 29. Classic Lotto, 3, 26, 36, 39, 42, 44. Massachusetts Daily, 0966. Mass Cash, 20, 24, 27, 32, 33. Yes, that Connecticut Play 4 number was 0008, and that'll give the folks who criticize me for saying 0 instead of 0, it'll give them a good chance to do some more criticizing. But you can say either one, 0 or 0, or naught, if you want to. Speaking of criticizing, they say before criticizing a man, you should walk a mile in his shoes. And that way, when you criticize him, you're a mile away. And you've got his shoes.
So you're rolling along, and all of a sudden, wham, it hits you. Halloween. Didn't see that coming. And before you know it, those sneaky holiday gremlins are back. With the mother of them all. Ho, ho, ho. This year, be prepared. With True Value's Get Ready for the Holiday Sale. Just what you need to get your house in shape for the big kahuna. Plus, you can earn over $186 in a rebate. Stop in to True Value's Get Ready for the Holiday Sale and show those sneaky holiday gremlins who's boss. Details of participating stores.
Quick, two cans of soda for a dollar or one for a dollar?
Duh, two.
Same cannery, same soda, generic label.
Same answer, two.
My mattresses are made by the second largest manufacturer in the world. The only difference with mine is there's no expensive brand name label or expensive talking sheet.
Bah! So what does it all mean?
I could have taken the easy road, like everybody else, and sold the famous brand name. After all, they outspend little old me by millions and millions of dollars on advertising. But I chose to fight City Hall, and incredibly, am I ever winning? Because my customers recognize value. When they see it and lie down on it, end of story, it's sold.
So it means everything.
You get the best of both worlds. Brand name quality at my untouchable Bob's prices. So quick, which one? The brand name bedding or my Bob's discount furniture generic bedding?
Duh.
Here's our jingle for Goldfish, for brand new Goldfish colors. Don't they look so beautiful? Sorry you can't see them. Think Goldfish and imagine them purple, red, and orange. And remember, Goldfish Colors crackers are baked and not fried. And yes, they're made with real cheese. You've really got to try these. Bet you never thought one day you'd eat a purple Goldfish. They're oh so cheddar cheesy, and they'll be sure to please you. The snack that smiles back, Goldfish.
Are you worried about your mom or dad, or maybe both of them still living in their home, coping with paying the bills, trying to shop every week? Then, if only one of your parents are alive, the loneliness. Maybe it's time to consider the Holiday, a home away from home where you know they'll get the care they need on a daily basis. No more worrying about the heating bill or the electric bill, or are they eating enough? The Holiday provides three delicious meals every day, plus plenty of activities, and no more loneliness. They'll meet people their own age, people they'll have a lot in common with. And most of all, you'll get your freedom. Freedom from worry that your parents are being properly taken care of. It's tough to give up your home, but it's even tougher when they're not eating properly or not having someone watch out for them. If you're worried about your parents, why not call the Holiday at 233-8208 and ask for Eileen. She'll arrange a private tour of the Holiday and give you a free brochure. That's 233-8208. It could be the most important call you make this week.
And the time, 5 minutes before six, 5 minutes till news. And I have a note here from a listener. We do get mail here on this program every now and then. A letter will come in or a postcard. And this one says, please give your address over the air, WTIC. Well, if you just say WTIC Farmington, it'll get here, I'm sure, but it's better to get the complete address. WTIC Executive Drive, Farmington, Connecticut. And the zip code, EIEIO. No, 06032.
Once knew his children, this old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, no. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, he's getting ready to meet the saints. Thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane.
Rosemary Clooney. The time is 5:59, a minute to go till news. Rosemary Clooney and this old house, that was a big one. Before you leave your old house or new house, as the case may be, if you're just about to go out the door right now, have you got everything you should have? Have you got your operator's license? And your money, and your lunch, and your badge, and your watch, and your the letters. I'll bet you have some letters you were going to mail up there in the over the visor in your car, right? Somebody somewhere says, oh, yeah, I got to mail those today, for sure. I've had them for a week. How about the books you owe the library? How about the pills that you take? You got to be gone all day. You might need one or two. And that slip you need to get your stuff at the dry cleaners. And drive sensibly, will you? Okay. This is Bob Steele on WTIC in Hartford, and we're going to hear from Chris in just a moment with the news. Check your clock. Here comes the 6 o'clock beep.
Connecticut's source for local news.
With news at the top and bottom of every hour,
you get the news you need
when you need it.
The local stories that affect you. Only on WTIC Hartford.
WTIC News Talk.
And now, Chris Francis and the news. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Microsoft.